إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، it is an incumbent obligation upon every last one of us that we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we fear Him in the unseen subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we strive in His obedience in public and in private, in the street and in the masjid, in the market, wherever we may be. We must strive to establish the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for the reward, hoping for the pleasure of Allah and the reward and the good home in the hereafter, striving against one's soul upon piety and righteousness, because indeed it is the pious and righteous they will be saved from the hellfire, and it is them who will be admitted into paradise. And likewise, the evil and the wicked, those who are rebellious and disobedient, there are those who will be forbidden from entering the paradise, and there are those who will be punished and humiliated in the blazing flame. وَلِيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ, that indeed the righteous and pious, they are in paradise, and indeed the evil and wicked, they are in the hellfire. It's of utmost importance that we strive to be sincere in our faith and to be honest and have integrity in our deen. It's been connected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدِّقَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقَ, you must hold fast to honesty and truthfulness. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ, because honesty and truthfulness, it leads to righteousness. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, and indeed righteousness, it leads to the paradise. وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّى الصِّدْقَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا, and a person, he will continue to be honest, he will continue to be truthful, and he will pursue truth. He will pursue honesty and truthfulness, meaning he would intend to have integrity in his actions and dealings based upon sincere faith, seeking the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. And he will continue upon this way to be honest in his dealings, first and foremost, in the worship of his Lord, and likewise in the dealings with the people. He will continue upon this way, حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا, until he's written with Allah as being truthful, as being honest and being upright. But likewise, on the contrary, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبِ, and I warn you from lying and being dishonest. فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ, because indeed lying and being dishonest, it leads to corruption and evil and indecency. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ, and indeed corruption and evil, indecency, it leads to the hellfire. وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَكْذِبُ وَيَتَحَرَّى الْكَذِبِ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا, and a person, he will continue to lie and be dishonest, and he will pursue dishonesty and lying, meaning that will be his intention and his aim, and that will be his means of taking his livelihood and getting his objectives obtained by being dishonest, being treacherous and lying and playing with words and deceiving and tricking the people. حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا, until he's written with Allah as a liar, until it's known that he's a liar, and it's spread through the lands, and the people know him as being a liar, and being a cheater, and being dishonest, and he's not reliable nor trustworthy. So therefore, it's of utmost importance and a great incumbent obligation to strive to be truthful and honest, and to have integrity in one's religion, in one's deen, first and foremost in one's creed, and likewise in one's manners and conducts, and the way that he carries himself, and the way that he deals with the people, and likewise in his statement and speech, as well in his actions and deeds. The head of the affairs with regards to the creed, a believer, he must be truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must be sincere in his shahada. And this requires for him to learn the proper meaning and understanding of the shahada and la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who is truthful in this statement, he will not blind follow, and he will not simply state that statement with lip service, but rather he will hear that statement and he will believe in it, and he will love it, and he will prefer it, and he will strive to learn what it means properly with evidence and proof from the Quran and from the Sunnah and from the understanding of the Sahaba and the best of this Ummah. He will work to know what that shahada means, and he will strive to learn what it requires and necessitates, and then he will strive against his soul to uphold that and to implement that in his life, in public and in private, being sincere and truthful in that testimony. يَصْدُقُ مَعَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي الشَّهَادَةِ. He will be sincere and truthful with Allah in his testimony that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this manner, a believer, he will benefit. In this manner, his life will become good. In this manner, he will be upright on the straight path, inwardly and outwardly, and public and in private, whenever he's worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whenever he's dealing with the people, giving each one their right that they deserve for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. In this manner, the one who is sincere and truthful in his creed, the one who is sincere and truthful in his belief, the one who is sincere and truthful in his tawheed, then he will have great benefit in this life. And in this manner, the heart will become upright and rectified. And whenever the heart is upright and rectified, then the statements and the actions, they follow in line, and they become good, and that person, he becomes beneficial, and a benefit for himself and for his family and for his community and for the ummah. But as for if he's treacherous in his creed, and he's dishonest in his faith, and his faith is weak and his testimony is light, then he will bring great evil and problems to himself and to his family and to the society and to the ummah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. We must be sincere and truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and learn what that statement means, and to dedicate the worship to Allah alone, to learn what that statement means, la ilaha illallah, la ma'buda haqqun illallah, that there is none truly who has the right to be worshipped except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All actions of worship, all actions of servitude and devotion, with love and hope and fear and trust and reliance, at the head of that supplication, invocation, is for Allah alone. He's the creator. He is the provider. He is the sustainer. The command is in his hands. He brings the night and the day in alteration. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll return back to him, and he will ask you about what you did with his favors and blessings. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must be sincere and truthful in our shahada, and likewise in the testimony that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking him as the role model and learning his sunnah, laws and legal ways, and abiding by that, and taking him as the example to be followed in all of affairs, and making the book of Allah and the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the judge in the issues that we dispute in. Understanding the religion, the understanding of Abu Bakr and Umar, and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum, and the rest of the noble companions, those who learned the religion directly from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must be sincere and truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the shahada. And in this manner, a believer, he will benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day, meaning the day of resurrection, no wealth, nor any children will benefit, will avail a person whatsoever, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart, أي بِعَقِيدَةٍ صَافِيَةٍ, بعقيدة صافية سليمة من الشبهات, meaning with the sound creed, a creed that is proper and pure, that is free from any doubts and misconceptions and misunderstandings, a creed that is full of tawheed, pure and sincere faith, attachment to Allah with love and hope, not attachment to the creation, not directing actions of worship and believing that something from the creation like the awliya or the mashaykh can respond to you in times of distress, and calling on them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the worst of all creed. This is the foulest and the lowliest of all faith. Wadiyadu billah, misguidance in creed is the worst. So therefore, a believer, he must strive to purify his creed, purify his faith, and purify his deen by learning the creed that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught his companions, radiyallahu anhum. But likewise, a believer, he must as well be truthful and honest. He must be truthful and honest and have integrity in his manners and conduct. In his manners and conduct whenever he's dealing with the people. In his manners and conduct whenever he's dealing with the people. And this means that he will have a good intention and that he will not use deception or trickery. And he will not take advantage of the people by using a play with words and being deceptive and treacherous. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من غشنا فليس منا. The one who deceives us, the one who tricks us, he's not from us. Trickery and deception, being dishonest and unloyal, it's not from the traits of the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, he kana as-sadiq al-amin qabl an yuha ilayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the truthful and honest and trustworthy before he received revelation. So how about afterwards as a prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He never deceived, he never used treachery or trickery, he never lied to the people and the likes like this, whether he was honest and truthful. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this religion orders us to be honest and truthful and to not be treacherous and to not take advantage of others. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the narration of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, which is muttafaqun alayhi, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi, that not one of you truly believes, not one of you has fulfilled the rites of his faith properly until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Meaning he has a good intention. He does not want to just take advantage of the people. He's not selfish and greedy, thinking about his best interest only. But rather he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favors and the blessings of Allah azza wa jal and the standing before Allah and the accountability on the day of judgment. And this will carry him to be honest in his speech and honest in his statements and honest in his dealings. And he will not get over on the people. Likewise, it has been connected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ شَرَّ النَّاسِ ذُو الْوَجْهَيْنِ أَلَذِي يَأْتِي هَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهِ, that the worst of the people, the worst of the people is the two-faced. The one who comes to these people with a face, and he comes to these with another face. This is from the worst of the people, from the attributes of the hypocrites, that he will pretend to be pious and righteous and with the good believers in front of the believers. And whenever he is in the company of the disbelievers or the wicked, he will pretend to be foul and lowly. And he will go along with them, speaking the way they speak, and acting the way they act, and talking the way they talk, and deceiving and being treacherous. Wudiyadu billah. And then whenever he's in front of the believers, he's smiling like he's pious and like he's righteous. This is having two faces. Wudiyadu billah. Rather, a believer, he will be sincere and truthful in his faith, and have integrity, regardless of where he's at. Whenever he's with the believers, and whenever he's with the disbelievers. And no doubt, it's from wisdom, and from knowledge, that a person, he will deal with each individual according to his level, according to his understanding, according to his status in society. But this does not mean that he will be two-faced and that he will at one time pretend to be righteous and at another time he will be a liar. Rather, he will be honest in his dealings and he'll be truthful and he will have integrity in the way that he moves. And he will have integrity in the way that he moves, remembering Allah and doing it for the sake of Allah, not for his own self-interest and not for his own benefit, being selfish and having greed. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. It's been connected by Abu Dawood and the Tirmidhi and likewise at Imam Ahmed from the hadith of Abi Darda radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَرُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ, that there is nothing heavier in the scale, meaning on the day of resurrection, than the good manners. There's nothing heavier in the scale, meaning on the day of resurrection, than the good and noble manners. An indication that the good etiquette and the noble manners, pardoning the people and showing forgiveness and looking over their faults and not taking them to account for every shortcoming that they have and being courteous and being kind and being honest with them and being truthful and the likes like this. This all must be done for the sake of Allah. If a person is hoping to have a reward for Allah and for that to be heavy in his scales, it must be for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of his own soul, not for the sake of a worldly gain, but rather for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he'll be truthful in his dealings and he'll be honest in his speech, even if it's against his own soul, even if he loses a dollar, he'll be truthful for the sake of Allah because he believes in the last day, because he believes in the standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi yawmin azeem, yawma yakumu nasu li rabbil alameen. His faith will carry him. Carry him to be honest, carry him to be truthful, carry him to have integrity whenever he moves throughout the day, whenever he's dealing with the people. He will deal with them for the sake of Allah. He'll be honest with them for the sake of Allah. And he will not take advantage of them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the beautiful and the great teachings of our religion. This is from the beautiful and the great teachings of our religion and from the way of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was honest. He was truthful. He was sincere in his faith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sincere and truthful in his dealings with the people. We must take him as a role model and follow him in that. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, you have in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a good role model. He is the best example and role model. We must be truthful and sincere in our shahada, that we bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Devote ourselves in submission and obedience to Allah, wholeheartedly, inwardly and outwardly. And that we bear witness that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking him as the role model, even if his ways are in contradiction to the ways of our forefathers or the customs of our people. We will prefer the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will prefer the narrations of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the ways of our forefathers if it's in contradiction. If it's in contradiction, we must learn to be truthful and sincere for the sake of Allah and have integrity in our faith. Al-Iman al-Sadiq al-Munji yawm al-Qiyamah. It's the true and sincere faith that will save you on the day of resurrection. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, likewise a believer, he must strive to be honest and truthful and have integrity in his speech and his statements and think before he speaks, say that which is correct and say that which is truthful. And if he's not certain, then he should be silent. This is a major affair. The worst of all lies is to lie against Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to lie against the legislation. And this is what the devil he calls to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَلَا تَتَّبِئُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Indeed, he's a clear enemy to you. إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He only orders you with evil and indecency. He only orders you with evil and indecency and to say about Allah that which you have no knowledge of. From the greatest steps of the devil and from the worst of all misguidance and from the means of all deviation and evil and shirk and innovation is to speak about Allah without knowledge. To speak about Allah without knowledge and to lie about Allah and His religion. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forbade this in His book and clarified this from the most dangerous of all sins. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَسِفَ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْرِحُونَ. And do not say with your tongues falsehood and lying against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is halal and this is haram, to fabricate lies against Allah azza wa jal. Indeed, those who fabricate lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will never be successful. Claiming that this is halal or claiming that this is haram without any evidence or any proof and making statements like this or speaking about the attributes of Allah without knowledge or about the affairs of the unseen on the day of resurrection without knowledge is from the worst of all sins. Wa'iyadhu billah. And likewise, lying on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is equally severe, because lying on the Messenger is lying on Allah azza wa jil. Because lying on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying on Allah azza wa jil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the well-known narration, which is mutawatir, narrated by a number of companions, وَمَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلَيْتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Then whoever lies on me on purpose, then let him take his seat in the hellfire. Then let him take his seat in the hellfire. And likewise, from lying on Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and lying on the legislation of Allah azza wa jal is to lie on the scholars and people of knowledge, and to lie on the students of knowledge. And this is a foul way that we see today. Many people are tried with this. Even some of them who ascribe to knowledge or seeking knowledge, they lie on the scholars, or they lie about the scholars, or they lie to the scholars. This is a lowly and a deviant way. And this is a sign of hawa and desires and whims in their hearts. And they are treacherous and misguiding the people and manipulating the people and abusing the people and using them and playing with words and being dishonest and transmitting statements to the people of knowledge, or transmitting statements about the people of knowledge, or blatantly lying on the people of knowledge. All of this is a foul and lowly way. And in reality, it is lying on Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the people of knowledge, they're speaking about the religion and they're giving verdicts about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, if we hope to have blessing in our dealings and our business and our trade and our transaction and our commerce, we must be honest and truthful. We must be honest and truthful whenever we're buying and whenever we're selling. And it's been narrated by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about the two individuals buying and trading in their business. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَّ فِي بَيْئِهِمَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَّ فِي بَيْئِهِمَا. That if they are truthful and they both clarify the reality of that dealing, then their commerce and their business will be full of blessing. When كَتَمَا وَكَذَبَا مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْئِهِمَا. But if they hide and are not clear, they conceal the truth and reality about their business and their transaction, and they're dishonest and they're not truthful, the blessing will be stripped from their business. Many times a person, he will lie and he will cheat to get a dollar, and in reality, his money will not increase. And if it increases physically, the blessing will be stripped from that and it will be lost, and it will have little benefit, and he will have little good from that with the other billah, because he's dishonest and because he's treacherous and because he tries to take advantage of the people and go around the legislation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allamul Ghuyub, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, La Takhfa Alayhi Khafiya. He knows the seen and the unseen. Nothing is hidden from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we should be sincere, whether we should be honest with Allah, knowing that Allah, he can see us in the market just like he can see us in the masjid. He can see us in the street just like he can see us in our homes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will take us to account for our statements and our deeds. So therefore also we must strive to have truthfulness and honesty and integrity in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Striving to perfect the worship inwardly and outwardly. Many of us, we have learned, alhamdulillah, how to perform many of the rites of Al-Islam outwardly, learning how to make tahara, learning how to pray, learning how to fast, to perform these actions outwardly. But many times whenever we perform them, we're heedless in our hearts. Sometimes one of us, he will say, Allahu Akbar, and there's nothing in his heart greater than the dunya. He's not thinking about the greatness of Allah whatsoever. Rather, the imam, he will recite in the first rak'ah, and he will not remember what he recited. And the imam, he will recite in the second rak'ah, and he will not remember what he recited. Even many times, one of us, he will pray alone by himself, and whenever he's finished, he will not even remember what he recited himself. Because of heedlessness and negligence, because of forgetfulness and lack of care or concern of performing the action of worship truthfully and honestly with integrity, remembering Allah and the favors of Allah, and remembering the blessing of Allah, and remembering one's shortcomings and the punishment of Allah, remembering the Jannah and remembering the Nar. The one who says Allahu Akbar, and then he thinks about the dunya, he's in reality in a state of hypocrisy. At that time, Allah is not Akbar in his heart. Rather, the dunya has overcome his heart, and all he thinks about is the worldly life. All he thinks about is a dollar, or about a woman, about a transaction, and the life's like this. His heart is overcome with the love of the worldly life, and he's heedless. It has been collected by Tirmidhi from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Udu'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijaba," that you must call on Allah, invoke and supplicate to Allah while you are certain that He will respond. Meaning, while you are certain that He hears you, and while you are certain that He is almighty and all-powerful and strong, and that He will respond to whom He wills, and while you have high hopes that He will respond to you, and that He will help you, and that He will aid you and guide you and bless you, you call on Him with a heart that is alive. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دُعَاءً مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِرٍ لَهُ. And you must know that Allah, He does not respond to the supplication. He does not respond to the call and the invocation of the heart that is heedless and preoccupied. Many times we are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal with hearts that are heedless and preoccupied, thinking about the worldly life and not thinking about the hereafter. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This is from the attributes of the hypocrites. Whenever they stand for their prayer, they stand up lazily, and they're only showing off so that they can be seen, and they only remember Allah a little. So therefore, a believer, he must strive to perfect the worship by being truthful with Allah. And whenever he's engaged in an action of worship, he will do that sincerely, and he will make his best effort, and he will beg Allah to help him, and he'll put his trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he'll remember the favors of Allah, and the blessing of Allah, and the bounty of Allah, and he'll hope to have more. He'll remember his shortcomings, and he will have fear of Allah, of the punishment of Allah, and he'll repent. And he will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heart that is full of hope, and a heart that is full of fear, a heart that is full of love, a heart that is repentant. And in this manner, the worship becomes alive. And in this manner, the worship becomes alive. The salah becomes alive. The zakat becomes alive. The siyam becomes alive. The pilgrimage becomes alive. The shahada becomes heavy in his life, because he worships Allah with a heart that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is alive, full of love and hope and fear. In this manner, a believer, he can be upright. In this manner, he can work against his soul and his faith, being truthful and the shahada. Allahumma ighfir lana wa lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma aslih dhata baynina wa alif bayna qulubina wa hdina subul as-salam wa akhrijna min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allahumma rabbana atina fi ad-dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban-nar. Allahumma aslih lana dinana alladhi huwa ismatu amrina wa aslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashuna wa aslih lana akhiratana allati fiha ma'aduna waj'al al-hayata ziyadatan lana fi kulli khair wal mauta rahatan lana min kulli shar. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
تراسو الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تسلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة، أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت، فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر، إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام انت السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام.